Church. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. It's so wonderful to be in the house of the Lord and to see all your shining, happy faces. We have today the sorority, the name of the sorority? Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, that is Barbara Coleman's sorority. So she's responsible for bringing this group of wild women here. And we welcome them to our church service and to our potluck following. Today's a good day to be here because we're going to eat together. And we're going to enjoy this time that we have. And my blessings on all. Horton is back over here. Welcome, Jameson. If there are other guests or visitors with us, we welcome you and hope you feel at home with us. We like to welcome you from the bottom of our hearts, and with brother in Christ, you are welcome here. You find a home among us because we all follow the same Lord, and we give thanks and praise to God for Jesus' sake. And let us greet one another with the peace of Christ.
I love the view. It's nice seeing these pews filled up. And thank you very much, Alpha Kappa Alpha. It's so great to have you guys here, or gals here this morning. I got to get proper here. Let me wake up and see where I'm at. All righty. Welcome to Calvary United Methodist Church. My name is Jamie Stowers. I'm a trustee chair. So if anything that's going on around the church that's broken or something, please let me know in a nice way. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. All righty. This is a day that the Lord has made, and it's wonderful to be here in the house of the Lord. All right, we've got a few announcements. I think we have Miss Betty Kuhn. Let's get her up first.
I don't know. I speak really loud. I just want to share something with you that is so special. You know, we're building our second children's home. It's about an hour and a half northwest of us from here. It's called Madison County Children's Home. And I just received a card in the mail. You know that it's been a miracle in the last year that they have built two cottages, a stable. They have children living there already. And now they are breaking ground on Tuesday for their chapel. That is humongous amount of money to have to come up with to build that chapel. Their chapel in Enterprise is beautiful, and this is a big undertaking that they're starting. And I'm so proud that God has made this possible, and it's because of people like you that are making. You don't know how much your fifth Sunday this little sign means to the children's home. It's just a miracle what they're doing with our money. So I thank you all in advance today. Thank you so much.
What they don't realize is how blessed they are to have you here publicizing for them. We have salty service cards in the pew in front of you. That is typical things like the Love Bugs, the Pantry, W.E. Cherry, where we provide W.E. Cherry with things the kids are needing, books, pencils, and other items. I'm not sure exactly what we're providing this month. Is there a There's not an agenda right now. All righty. But, yes, some salty service cards are for anything within our church for the community. They changed the wordings, so we had tried to, we're all still trying to understand exactly what a salty service is. All righty. Fran, I believe you have something for us.
Me to sing it, or
please.
Thank you. How many of you have been to summer camp? How many of you have been more than once? Camp can be a magical place where we can grow physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Camp definitely has the opportunity to do amazing things and transform our lives. I'd like to share with you one example of the power of camp. A friend of mine is a camp director and has seen some wonderful moments in camp. A few years ago, they were preparing for camp, registering the campers, etc. She saw one camper off to the side, so went over and introduced herself to the camper, but she basically didn't respond. So the director told her if she needed anything, just let her know. The camper was at a session for camp because of a program that gave children scholarships who probably wouldn't have otherwise had an opportunity to attend camp. She was in a foster care home program, and had suffered from abuse and other bad things. My friend took the camper under her wings and took every opportunity to make her experience at camp spectacular. The camper would not speak to anyone. She communicated with gestures, nods, etc. One afternoon, as they're getting ready for the activities, evening and dinner, the camper was sitting at the director's desk and was closely observing her walkie-talkie. That was how all the staff communicated with each other. She was gesturing, could she hold the walkie-talkie? The director gave it to her, and the camper radioed her 3 feet away, and the camper proceeded to speak into the radio. What's for dinner? From then on, that's the first word she spoke out loud, and that was through the walkie-talkie. From then on, that's how they communicated through the walkie-talkies, and a transformation took place as the session ended. As the camper told the director, she loved her and gave her the tightest hug humanly possible. That week of camp not only changed the camper's life, but it also changed the staff's. The power of camp. We have some youth here at Calvary that would like to go to camp, and if you can help them with a scholarship or anything, that helps very much. Otherwise, thank you, and God bless you. Just a sec.
Thank you very much, Fran, and for all you do for our youth. All righty. We announced last week and probably the week before that about Pastor Joe Gersel, who pastored here for years. He's retiring. He's down in Satellite Beach. And if you would like to send a card, I think they're making a basket. After 43 years of service in the Florida Conference of the United Methodist, Reverend Dr. Joe Gersel is retiring. You are cordially invited to his Happy Trails retirement dinner at Satellite Beach United Methodist Church on May 21st, 2017. Dinner will be served at 1:30 with the program beginning at 3:05. They would like to know, this will be posted on the bulletin board. If you would like the information, to call Kyle Henderson. There's also a phone number and an email address if you'd like to attend or if you'd like to send a card. I believe we're getting a hat or a basket together to send to him. All right. right, if you would turn to the back of your bulletin, the opening words. How glorious is it to hear of Jesus' resurrection? But he comes to us and walks with us even now. Open our hearts to the Lord.
Lord, help us truly be ready to receive you.
Amen.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnals to page 454, we'll sing Open My Eyes That I May See.